And welcome to another wonderful episode of Weekly Wings, a DroneLife.com podcast. I'm your host, Paul Rossi, founder, president, leader, inspirer of 910 Drones. Joining me as always, Terry Neff. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Paul. Thank you for asking. I hope you're having a wonderful day as well. I say this as if I haven't talked to you already, but I hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, I'm having another day. I'm having another day. I'm getting old. Got all these things. My eyes twitching more recently, and like, I don't know if people say you're getting old, but I think what getting old means is you're getting more stress. I don't know if it's just like kids, work, you know, like as you grow in life, you know, success breeds more success, that kind of a thing. But with that brings, you know, challenges and obstacles and decisions that you have to make. And you have, you know, kids and family members and holidays pop up and it's travel. And it's like, so it's, I don't know, this getting old. I don't think the word old, I think it's just allowing stress. Anyway, so having a good day overall. with that said, I think the podcast here, usually we're kicking it out on Mondays. We're moving into the holiday season. I think end of the year, people just get busier in their personal lives and work lives. And that certainly happened to myself. I think Terry, you're probably feeling the busier times. And so I think that transitioning into 2025, we might be jumping to like a biweekly podcast here from a scheduled standpoint, and then keep it open to do whether it's, you know, we got to get guests on, we got to find ways to do that. So maybe leaving things open every other week to, some form of like informal or not necessarily like guaranteed episode, just to again make sure we're meeting people's expectations.
Yeah, and I will say that I think the bi-weekly thing is going to be better because I mean we do it every week. I mean, there's only so much that can happen in a week. So 2 weeks, the episodes might be a little more entertaining. Who knows?
Yeah, and there's going to be more stuff that just happens in the sense of just to kind of talk about. I don't know if the word gossip about makes sense, like over a 2 week period versus in a 1 week period, trying to like find things that have happened or talking about, you know, tech stuff just to necessarily, you know, talk about it in order to fill an episode. So, but we'll kind of see where that goes and. Who knows? Just like every year, things will kick off. It'll be slow. We'll be like, oh, we got plenty of time. But yeah, speaking of kicking off the new year, things for DJI products, you know, I think every drone is stuck at the border. So anybody who's been trying to get a DJI drone, it is kind of weird. You can buy direct off their website. And so I don't know. I think this is just a giant conspiracy. It's like the holiday season and no resellers can actually get drones, but people can buy them. Like if you went on DJI's website, you could just buy it. I don't know how that works. I don't know if it's because they already have a bunch of drones themselves that have been imported.
I would say they probably have a warehouse somewhere in the US. I'd be kind of ignorant of them to not have that considering they're the biggest drone seller.
Or I don't know how logistics and business works, but it's like they could already have sold them to a different entity that is like outside the US, but has pretty much clearance to move the, I don't know. But all I know is I've heard the beginning of the year, customs should open up, drones should start coming in. So folks who are purchasing from their, you know, resellers, you know, more of those local offerings, this should, we should see some movement. And then also, you know, diving into some DroneLife.com news is the NDAA. So we've had DJI drones being held at the border because of some, you know, labor violation of a free trade agreement. But everyone was afraid of a potential ban, right? Like a legislative ban on the purchase of CCP-backed drones. We talked about Elise Stefanik and how she had like kind of led and pushed a lot of this. She's now part of the cabinet for the next presidency. And so the point has been made that, hey, we need to have our own strong base when it comes to technology, drones, computing, kind of anything, right? And so the 2025 National Defense Authorization Conference text is released, and what it includes is language that an analysis of certain unmanned systems needs to be done in order to determine if there is a credible threat and should Chinese manufactured drones be banned from utilizing the FCC's bandwidth. So that whole thing here to begin with was they were going to ban any future FCC approvals, basically making it impossible for DJI to sell drones into the US. That language is not included. What is included is that these products need to be evaluated in order to determine if that.
I feel like the claims were kind of baseless in the first place. I don't know, to an extent. Maybe they know something I don't, but it's just kind of insane. They're like, let's just ban this big company that sells everything to us.
And so if the agency, and it's weird because I hadn't had a chance. It just says agency. It doesn't say what government agency. So, of course, whichever agency does it, everybody's always going to say, oh, well, that agency doesn't know what they're doing, and this agency should have done it. So, you know, why couldn't multiple agencies do it and not do it together? So you kind of have these, you can compare, right? And you have
different angles.
Exactly. And so if a risk is identified, then the FCC has 30 days to add the product, the manufacturer, to the covered list, which would then bar it from operating in the United States. Hmm. Now, you know what's really interesting? Like this mentions that comparable U.S. manufactured alternatives are not yet available, but I wonder what this does. And I haven't looked, but to Red Cat Holdings. Stock was through the roof, right, last week. Unusual Machines, right?
Was through the roof.
Was through the roof. And so, yeah, that's interesting.
Well, what's interesting is they're warning them that they're going to be looking into them, and they have a chance to possibly, if they were doing anything sketchy, they could, you know, maybe go back on some of that with a software update. You see that top peak right there? That's me.
Yeah, and it was even higher. It was like 22, and now it's down to that.
Pump a little bit, man. Jeez.
You needed to be down here, Terry. But even down here,
it's actually recovering quite a bit, so I'm pretty happy with how much it's recovered.
And so now it becomes not so much the short term, like there was this huge short term, but by the end of the presidency, because when you look at the language now, it's like, how much are they going to pay someone to find something, right? Like the incentive, if the report comes out and they're like, we're adding them to the list, boom, right? If the report comes out and it's like, oh, they're okay. We'll have to see. That stock price.
I'm definitely going to be putting some money into some drone companies that look promising. Yeah, a lot of them are unlisted, but there's a few.
And $9. So the Unusual Machines, when we talked about it the other week, it was what, $22 during the recording of the podcast. Now we were looking at it's at $9. So, but still, the nine is a 300% jump from what it traded at a month earlier.
Well, and you have to think about it in like a sense of somebody that's dad is like the best businessman in the world, like one of them at least. You know, something's going to pop off with this company, surely, you know?
Oh, for Unusual Machines, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird because when you actually peel things back, you're like, yeah, they aren't the thing. They're acquiring these things. But
yeah, but that's, I mean, it's a way to go. I mean, just buy a bunch of stuff and then what's the word I'm looking for? Monopoly, trying to gain a monopoly over the drone market.
Yeah, and when you do look at the language, like it also says that there needs to be a move towards some sort of U.S. Manufacturing. So how is the government going to, you know, make moves and decisions to be able to look back in 4 years at the end of a Trump presidency and look back and say, yeah, you know, DJI still makes great drones, but we've been able to put things in place, and the U.S. drone manufacturing industry is 5x or 10x what it was 4 years ago. Because at the end, that's what's important. It's not,
we need to catch up.
It's not going out, not even catch up. We just have to do better because we might not ever catch up. If you literally look at where we are, unless we go cripple them or, you know, it's just focusing on us and putting things in place that is going to not just benefit U.S. manufacturers, but like benefit the end user.
I feel like how it's going to go is there's going to be one big company that pops up, who knows what it's going to be, and it's going to be an arms race from hell for drones. I mean, NVIDIA and AMD have been doing it for a long time now. I think NVIDIA is winning, but it's just going to go back and forth, basically. Nobody will ever be in the lead, but all it's going to do is, you know, it's just going to create a competitive environment for the best end product for the user. So
yeah, it is. We've got things flying around the East Coast. We talked, it's really hard to, I don't even know. Like I kind of like just want to stay away from it. You know, I'm like, I don't have time for that. We've got politicians on national news standing in like middle school libraries. yes, it's like here this guy is addressing the biggest unmanned flying air. There could be people in them. They don't even know. They're not shooting them down. They don't know where they're landing. They don't know where they're taking off from. They haven't put up radar yet. You're like this thing is supposed to be massive and you don't have something up yet. And he's standing, and we've got this guy standing in like a middle school library with books behind him that just make it look like, and he's saying, we don't know what's going on at all. And it's like, dude, because you're in the middle of a middle school library right now, right? That's why you don't know what's going on. Picking on one politician. I don't even know the person's name, but what's going on, Terry?
So I've been seeing this pop up slowly. It's been mostly in New Jersey, I believe, right there. That river that goes through New Brunswick. So very close to New York. It's interesting because I've seen so many different things. These people are saying they're the size of cars. Do we have proof that they're the size of cars? Or are you just like, I mean, for lack of a better word, stupid? I don't know. Maybe just thinking shit. Do we need tinfoil hats?
I'm thinking, how is it the size of a car, but you can't see it land or take? It's in the dark.
You know how big it is? It's just two fucking dots of light.
The guy said, well, once you look at it, it just goes away. So as soon as you look at it, it goes away. Like
that's him blinking. That's when it goes away, is when he blinks.
I looked at it and then it went away. Open. Yeah. But what is it then?
Well, I haven't even seen videos of it. I feel like if it was like actually a bad problem, I would see videos of it. I haven't seen videos of it. I've just seen a bunch of fear-mongering articles coming out. Like, there's one report that it changed their clocks. Like, what does that mean? You mean you accidentally press your clock button, probably? It's probably some, like, 90-year-old man. Size of small cars, probably an exaggeration. There was no spottings on Thanksgiving, so they took the day off, I guess. most importantly, they have been spotted over water reservoirs, electric transmission lines, rail stations, police departments, and military installations. So that is a little worrying, in my opinion. And they were also spotted over Donald Trump's golf course in New Jersey. That's another place they were spotted.
I mean, I've seen the videos, and the lights are really bright. Like, from... if you've flown like a small drone before at night,
what needs to happen? A patriot needs to go out there with his AR-15 and get that bad boy down. Let's see what's going on. You know,
the thing is it's like,
I do not condone that. Do not do that. Do not shoot at aircraft. That was a joke.
They're like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. When you go back and look at this.
We should go to New Jersey and hunt these bad boys down.
Like, you can't even pause it and get a good. It goes all dark. It doesn't look like, when they say a size of a car, it doesn't mean it like weighs as much as a car. But like the width of it. Because if you think of like.
It does look. Dude, look, is that Hagrid? Is that him flying on his motorcycle?
It's
okay, that's a good one. Huh. That kind of looked like it was a winged one, so it has longer flight time. Are they all the same? And also, what, I mean, surely the government knows some stuff that they haven't said.
Now, what is this? In New York. This right here. So look at it. Do you see this?
Now, if you were busy looking at the pumpkins,
if you're listening to what Governor Murphy's saying, he's saying, I don't know what's going on. I have no clue what's happening. We don't even know. Should they look? That looks like a plane.
It does. It looks like a small Boeing.
How come nobody said it looks like a plane?
Looks like a small plane.
And it's going to go dark.
What if it's just some dude that like has an RC plane that he just got and he's like super excited? It's just styrofoam.
That's a plane. But who puts this type of lighting on their RC plane? Who puts that type of lighting in their, are they trying to be?
Have you seen the RC planes I've seen?
Oh, they look like nerds. Real planes, but yeah. Look at the lighting though. It just like, people don't usually operate those at night because they fly them like visual line of sight.
Well, like, another thing is if you're, let's say it's theoretically it's China and they're trying to investigate what the US is doing, let's just put like six lights on that bad boy so it can be seen from everywhere. Like, what?
That's what I don't that's the thing. Why make this thing so bright and be so obvious? And the only thought is like, they know it's illegal to operate a drone in that airspace, but if it's not broadcasting remote ID, like if that thing's not broadcasting remote ID, then technically it is violating the regulations. And so remote ID, it should have a registration number. Like, there's all these rules that they've told us we have to follow in order to be compliant. So they can't. People at stadiums are having their drone taken over and being jammed with these jammers. We've put them on the thing, man. We've shown it. We've had the ray guns. We've shown the technologies that exist, and it's not even expensive. So now for the U.S. government, again, this governor is going, we don't even know it's happening. How does that make you feel? And here we are, we're going into 2025. We're never going to escape the decade of terror. Let's just call it that. The decade of terror, the 2020s, when it all started with COVID, and then it was protests, and then it was fires, and then it was like shortages of things, and now it's drones that we can't identify that are flying right over people's houses.
I don't know. I feel like this is just a bunch of fear mongering. Who knows at this point? It's going to unfold in a very funny way, though. I can almost promise you that. It's going to be like some high schooler.
Like someone's testing. I was like, is someone testing their pilotless air taxi and they're just not telling anyone? Because from what I've gotten from this is they're operating in uncontrolled airspace. They seem to be below 400 feet. It seems to be following the rules.
I mean, 400 feet, that looked a few of those looked a little higher than 400 feet. They're probably like, I don't know, 7, 8.
And so if you don't know if it's manned, because they can say, oh, it's violating this, that, let's take it out. The Chinese balloon, right? How long did the Chinese balloon fly in the airspace before it was determined to take it out? And one of the things that they mentioned was like, hey, we don't know if we didn't know if there was a person in it, because the last thing you want is to take out an aircraft and then you learn and realize like, oh, there was a person in there and they had a failure and they had no way to communicate or control what was happening and we just killed someone. So that is really hard, a tough one. And then I was thinking like, why doesn't one of these theme parks just come out and say they're testing one of their new features? You know, I'm like, this is like Universal. This is like they're testing the thing and they're not doing it at the theme park. They're like, well, let's just go to Jersey and
let's just do it in Jersey.
And no one will notice. And now it's everywhere. It's great. This is insane. Well,
hasn't there been multiple sightings like across New Jersey? I mean, they said it's been up and down that river.
As far as New York, they were showing on the heat map. They're saying the one video we just looked at. I'll pull it back up.
The FBI is investigating it.
It's insane. So it's almost like someone's moving this around.
Well, I think it's different ones, surely.
Yeah, well,
also New Brunswick, New Jersey is like super popular. Like that area is dense with houses. I mean, I don't know. It'd be so hard to land that and then like drag it down the street, you know, to replace the batteries or whatever you're going to do to it. That was in PA.
Where the heck was it? There was like this little map.
Was it when the dude was pointing at something?
There it is.
Okay. So what's right there at Highway 9? Hey, I think you're gonna be no, never mind. Got a little hold of myself there.
Yeah. No. Let's see.
Highway 9.
It's that military base and all this stuff, but this is just the area. I saw something else that shows it goes up all as far as almost into New York. But the coastline. So this idea that this vehicle is coming off the coast, I suppose.
You know what? My friend is, you said it's at that military base right there. My friend is stationed there. I'll ask him if he's heard anything about it. And I'll get us some gossip from a local next time we do it. And is this connected to the other drone sightings that we've seen like a few weeks ago?
That's the thing is remember we talked a few weeks ago, but even the ones we brought up a few weeks ago were actually from like a year ago. It was like this was happening. And what's crazy is it happened. Then someone learned about it. It came out in the news. And then all of a sudden, it just blew up. It was like someone saw it and was like, all right, yep, here we go. We got him where we want him. Go do it again. Boom. Yo, check this out. Here we go. Remember this guy?
Yeah, we need him out there.
You remember him, right?
Yeah. That's a Patriot, man.
You're doubling down on that, Terry.
joke.
I fired one round at it. Now they say I hit it, so I must be a good shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right. They're like, we've released Walmart drone shooting guy, and we've released him in New Jersey.
We gave him a $2,000 gift card to Cabela's. We'll see what he can do.
Oh, man. He shot at the drone. So this guy, this article just came out, Dennis Wynn, 72, who was accused of causing $2,500 of damage after shooting the aircraft in Lake County, Florida. A former fire captain believed he was being surveilled when he was cleaning his pool.
Getting all that sensitive data of him cleaning his pool.
Yeah, he took a... it said he took a plea deal, a pretrial intervention program, which will result in the dropping of criminal charges. Look at this. The drone descended from 230 feet to a height of 75 feet.
I wonder what happened at 75 feet.
Metal shavings found on the aircraft were consistent with damage caused by a bullet. It said here, what did it say? He took a plea. I think it was in the article. Shot.
He looked so happy.
Yeah.
Says it right there. It takes
a plea deal. Took a plea deal. So.
I mean, he must have like had to agree to go to therapy or something.
Yeah, pre-trial. Yeah, you need to go to technology therapy, guy. You need to be less.
They just send him to a college course, an IT college course, so he knows what a computer is.
He went to some, what do they call it, like a woke depatriotization course or something like that to make him feel less at risk. It was like a...
Yeah, hey, Seattle.
Yeah, assimilation type activity. He had to walk around with no shoes or socks on the whole time in order to feel more grounded. You got notes, man.
I got notes. That was the only notes. I went through the list of them when I was naming off all that stuff.
This was the excuse me. This is the other article that we actually talked about back in October.
Okay.
The mystery drone swarmed U.S. military base for 17 days. And so this came out in October, and this is what by in the Wall Street Journal.
This was in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that Quantico? Prompted us to start talking about it. But that was like months ago. That was like 2023. So that's why I was kind of like, oh, fake news, old news, same thing.
Yeah. No, this is definitely going to, because it's still happening, right? I mean, so the airspace ban around Trump's golf course is in effect until the 13th, I believe. So, I mean, they're clearly worried about something, you know?
He's saying it's called Picatinny Arsenal is the name of the military base. Picatinny Arsenal.
Is that an Air Force?
I think, not sure. You can Google that.
I am.
But the governor is calling for a limited state of emergency. But this goes back to, too, like if you look, legislation is going to come out where there's going to be like the state, the government is going to be able to just like monitor airspace and stuff like this is, yeah, I mean, it scares people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a UFO researcher from New Jersey. The drone situation is out of control. No, no, this article says, I'm a UFO researcher from New Jersey, and the drone situation is out of control. The citizens must demand the Pentagon release information. Yeah, like, this is like, they're like, these guys are like this. They're like, dude, this is 400 feet above the earth. The government knows what's going on. We've been trying
they
to get them to, to tell us about outer space for decades.
I mean, like, even, I mean, just thinking of it, like, on a logical st- I don't know, this is kind of just going too far, but, like, you know, you get like a nice rifleman, you mean you don't, like, you shoot it, but you shoot it with like a little GPS thing that just kind of sticks to it, like a little piece of gum with a GPS tracking device on it.
Oh yeah, just like any movie, you know, stick it to the car, the helicopter.
Yeah, just like throw it at it and like a perfect throw, you know.
I hear that. Or like a kamikaze drone, like, you know, the bird, remember the owl drone that hugs trees? Yeah. Like, have, well, like a, yeah, like a stage 4 clinger drone.
Well, this is a good segue into our next thing we should talk about. Perching drones.
Was that the next segue?
Kinda, yeah. Well, I would say so now, since you're talking about
perching. What do you got, drones, an article on it or something?
Ambush drones, more or less, but it perching drones are in this. I will resend it into the Discord if you want to look at it real quick. It's a Russian pop-up ambush tactics.
This is the sleeper cells you were talking about.
Sleeper cells, yes.
Kind of like
this is Jason
Claymore
drone form.
Drone Claymores.
Yeah, and I read this article earlier, and it actually has. I recommend going and reading it. It's by Forbes. The name of the article is Russian Pop-Up Ambush Drone Tactics Could Change Warfare. It's by David Hambling. Sorry about that, man. This has a ton of information in it regarding a bunch of drone technology that has been used so far. And the basics of the article is that they have been just kind of putting a drone in hibernation mode and using another drone to just kind of scout, and then if they see somebody cross by, they launch that bad boy and then do what it needs to do with its rocket propelled grenade on it.
Yeah, I mean, this entirely makes sense. With the technology that exists, it almost is like, because in the photo you have control of the munition, it's called a kill zone. Like, when you have an ambush, the kill zone is the target area. Like, you face your claymores, you face your weapon systems toward the kill zone. And then once the enemy enters that area, that's when you initiate the ambush. When you have claymores, they are fixed, right? So unless the subject enters the exact perfect point in that area, you're not going to have the most effective ambush. So now what they're saying is, like, the route here could go left or right. And it doesn't matter with the position of this sleeper FPV standby drone. The vehicle can go left, right. The vehicle could turn around. And that system could still hit the target.
Yeah. They can go on idle for 6 hours. I mean, because these things are not going to be... they can't fly for very long periods as is, and then you attach something that weighs like 2 pounds to it. That's an explosive. That is a crazy photo they have for the drone operator.
Yeah, I just need to stay off Telegram. Don't know what Telegram. I've heard Telegram, haven't gone on it. I'm overwhelmed with Discord right now. I'm looking at way too many D-pin projects for passive income generation. And every project has its own Discord, and they all have the same thing where it's like a bunch of people talking about these projects, and you're trying to figure out what's what is crap really? And what isn't. Yeah. But so like, I noticed this too. It's like, here's a normal operator of a drone. Here's a quadcopter. He's the recon, right? So you're still using it. I've been very impressed at how well both sides are leveraging your traditional quads with stability as legit overwatch, oversight, and recon. But this FPV drone pilot over here is just like, this is...
That's Darwin himself right there.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like. He's been vaping too much.
Yeah. Too much of that juice. I mean, it makes sense. This is pretty interesting.
And what's interesting as well is if you go down a little further, they show the Russians like FPV drone. It's called the Joker. If you click the little blue text, the Joker, it takes you to like a link kind of talking about them. But it's just their FPV drone. And apparently there's claims that it can sit in hibernation for, let me get the exact time. I think it said 6 hours.
The Joker 10.
Maybe a little longer than 6 hours. Where did I see that? I should have made notes for this article.
God, look at that. That's a DJI drone right there. He's doing Overwatch. They're watching the kill.
He's overwatching. He's watching.
There's an Autel drone.
Oh, no. Sorry. I was wrong. So, Dmitry said in a Russian newspaper that the new Joker 10 had a hibernate function which allowed it to wait in ambush for up to a month. And he claimed that they were already using it.
This is crazy. And so I think that this is more or less like when people are seeing this, they want to have it and counter it. And this is what Red Cat Holdings sells. This is what Unusual Machines, I think they're going to try to build is this type of stuff. Even though DJI's market is completely commercial, like civil. I mean, people modify it, but yeah, this is interesting. And I just think though, like, why not put some like long distance remote control capability into it? So eventually you don't have to have like, you don't need to have someone with a drone doing Overwatch. But I guess the Overwatch is so you can see that they're coming, because your FPV drone isn't going to have that visual.
What are you saying? Like, why not combine both of the, like, the product? Like, so like make the drone that's in ambush mode kind of like watch itself.
Potentially be the wise watching and put technology on board so that you can control it from like 20 miles away. And so their setup doesn't really say how close they are. But yeah, the future of,
if I'm not mistaken, the Overwatch drone is a repeater. So they're pretty far away.
Yeah. And I think obviously that's what I was seeing, that connection there.
And then something else cool I seen in this article is all the way at the bottom, there is a small, it doesn't really show it on here, but there's a small patent that Boeing released of a like drone station that is kind of like sits on a electrical line, and it can release them and then they can go do their business, which is interesting. Scattering tiny, I didn't see this. What is a PFM1? That is a mine. So drones are scattering mines around, they're just dropping them off.
Oh, there you go. Deployment, remote deployment. Well, speaking of dropping things off,
yeah, let's get off war for a minute.
This came out today. This NASA article came out December 10th. NASA moves drone package delivery industry closer to reality. This is NASA Aeronautics. Package delivery is coming to our doorsteps. So what is NASA doing in order to facilitate package delivery.
Welcome to Main Street.
Loud.
The Smiths need dinner.
Joneses need medicine for their baby. The Browns need another part for their DIY project. And they all need it now.
For their DIY project.
Imagine, they place their orders and drones all take off and deliver straight to their door. You don't have to imagine. It's happening now. And the FAA is making sure it's done safely. Pilots from different companies enter designated flight paths into their flight management software. The systems communicate with each other, coordinating flight routes to avoid other drones and maintain safety throughout the flight. Pilots at each drone base manage multiple flights at a time and can manually take control of a drone if needed. Automated, efficient, and safe drone package delivery. The future is now.
And that's
the dopest FAA video I've ever seen in my life.
There's so many different versions of that video. Like, every company has one.
So, I was trying to figure this out, like, maybe 18 months ago, maybe 18, 24 months ago, when NASA was started talking at these conferences. I started to ask people, I'm like, what the hell is NASA doing here? You know, why? What does that have to do with, you know, National Aeronautics and Space Administration? So the technology, the things that they're doing in order to track small, you know, we're tracking these tiny little particles that are hundreds of miles above the Earth's surface. We've got satellites and things moving in orbit without GPS. They're using stars like the dung beetle, star trackers. You know, there's all kinds of things that they've done. And so it's the ability to solve problems, the solutions, and bringing that, you know, analytical approach. And so NASA has been working closely with the FAA and industry partners over the past 18 months, you know, 24 months, in order to not just have this idea, you know, how are drones, everybody knew drones would fly together and yours would go here and this would go here, but how do they speak to each other? How do you solve that? Not with an idea, but actually putting the algorithms and the science into place so that you can have your hardware software, you can have your hardware software, you can have yours, and we bring it all together so it works in an unmanned traffic management system. So it's like ATC, but for drones that don't have people inside and are flying autonomously. And so that NASA, the NASA UTM team kind of invented a new way to handle the airspace in a style of air traffic. And now what's happening is this technology is now being used by the FAA in approved parts of the Dallas area, allowing commercial drone companies to deliver packages using the NASA-originated UTM research. So all the research that they put out over the last years is actually in like that video said, it's happening. There's more than one company delivering in the same areas in Dallas, Fort Worth, and it's only going to grow more. And how exciting is it, Terry, to know that you're a part of it?
It is very exciting. It's crazy that NASA is working on it. I've always thought of NASA as the people that play around in the stars and sometimes the ocean. yeah, this is very exciting to be a part of. I recommend if you have even the slightest interest and you don't know what to do with your future, go to drones, you know, see what it's about.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be in the ocean too much there, Terry.
Weren't they at one point?
No, NOAA. So the National Oceanic, NOAA is your water folks. NOAA puts out weather stuff. So when it does come to aviation, pilots and aviation folks.
Been in the ocean.
I'm sure they've been involved in ocean projects, but when you look at the National Aerospace, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, right, their focus is aeronautics. And that's the thing is like aeronautics being airplanes, aircraft, rocketry, early day jets, like jet propulsion. It wasn't necessarily taking us to the moon. Like we didn't get to the stars first, right? We first were like blasting monkeys and animals down these like conveyor belts, right? Like
fun projects.
There was that one guy, I can't remember his name. The guy that was literally strapping himself to a sled with a rocket. And he was testing to see how many G-forces a human body could take. And so he was doing these tests and he was coming out at the end of it like bruised. I mean, there was a period in time where his blood was pooled, I think in his chest, because what was happening is he's going super fast on this rocket sled, but then he would hit water, right? Like they had water that would slow him down. He would slow down so fast, the body and the blood in his body would go forward. And so he would have excessive bruising like on his chest and stuff. But anyway.
What if he found the limit of G-force?
I'm pretty sure he basically did without killing himself. I think, you know.
He didn't find the true limit.
The animals might have found the limit. And then he kind of like.
I'll go a little bit below that.
Validated it. But yeah, that's really neat. And again, it's one of those things in Dallas where for the folks who've been paying attention, a lot happened in North Carolina and in the early years here of package delivery. A big shift went to Dallas because of this momentum behind the UTM, right? It's not, we don't want to see one company. All right, well, you're over here and you're over here. We got to bring everyone together. Everyone has to be able to coexist.
Yeah, and coexist. It's never going to be one company. It's never going to be one company. There's always going to be somebody doing something.
Hopefully folks got options, right? You got to have options.
I mean, just because it's the same thing. It's like there's never going to – back when cabs existed, or a better analogy would be you have Uber and Lyft. There's two companies doing it. It's not just Uber. You might have a preference, but it's just not Uber, you know?
No, it's definitely not Uber. SpaceX drone show again. We can't. It looks like, you know, we don't have the San Antonio Express news. Couple drone light show related articles before we close out the episode here. But the largest South Texas drone show returns to Cameron County Amphitheater. This came out a little last week or this past weekend. Total of 600 drones taking the sky in Texas. And it's all about SpaceX. SpaceX put on a 12 Days of Christmas rendition. A little drone show there. $12 per vehicle.
Oh, you get to stay in your car. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, you can reserve seating can be purchased for $15. It looks like it had already happened, so I figured there'd be a video
here.
Well, it's
12 days of Christmas, so we're only 10 days into December.
12 days of Christmas. Dude, they're trying to do a couple shows, man. They're trying to do one here, one there. You know, start their days a little bit early.
Do you have any videos of it?
I can find the, here we go, Boca Chica. Festive in flight. Look at that. 9-10 drones posted a video.
That's weird. 9-10 drones.
What is that? A lightsaber? So this is the Boca Chica. Not sure what that was.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be a rocket, but.
Yeah.
Could definitely be thought of other stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Oh,
is that a cow?
That is a cow, and it's like a cow's rear end. Little drummer boy.
Little drummer boy. I think there's a cow being milked. Well, that's a weird thing to play.
I was going to say that, and I was like, that's just like strange. Like, oh, maids a milking.
Yeah. Oh, I get it now. Okay, there's the doves.
Yeah. Bad angle. Bad viewing angle.
This is the worst angle of it, yep.
It just looks like melting cake. All right, well, that was lame.
Look at the one I sent real quick.
I'll pull that up. We also have this one coming out of Japan.
8,000?
8,000. I think this says world record. Largest drone show ever subtitle? Oh, no, that's just like a typo. Largest drone show ever. Japanese drone show developer. They
do that.
Had received the Guinness World Record for the largest ever drone show as part of the display. 155 meters in width and 85 meters in height. The largest show ever. So, the heading might need a little adjustment here. It says 8,000 plus, but it says 7,998.
Is that it? That looks crazy, dude. Is that a star exploding?
And they're looking at the measurement, the size of the show, not, and we've talked about this before, where there was a company that had, a big show based on the measurement, the size of it. So that is crazy. But then it says, so on the second day, 8,100 drones led by High Great and Francis Group performed a synchronized show themed Love Makes the World Go Round.
Was this like a drone competition? Like who can make the coolest thing happen?
Yeah, where was this? It's like everyone came together and...
it was like a dance battle, but with drones.
Oh, this is the original press release. Terry, what was the art headlight? High Gray?
8,100. 8,100. I see 7,998 too. Well, they did get the...
They got the certs. I think this might be it.
Oh, that might be it. That looks insane.
Oh, I love how they show the Guinness Book of World Record folks.
They're like, we are not counting these.
With their vests on. Wow. Just speechless. That is massive.
That's almost scary.
That's massive. How many drones? Oh my goodness. Are just in the one ring. Like the one ring is like 100 drones. That's intense. This is a massive ball. It's like this.
Could you
massive
imagine the
circle.
Software running this? Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's incredible. The just the colors and the.
It's almost too much.
And they got the buildings flashing down there. It's like, just shut the buildings off. You know, like they're just distracting. That's crazy. Wow. Here we go.
Dude,
look at this.
There's the TVs.
Is this old? I'm like, this is exactly what we were talking about. Like, they're going to have so many. It's going to be a TV in the sky. It's going to be a TV in the sky.
This is insane. That is a big event. Why was this not like headline news everywhere? That's insane.
No, that video is 2 months old.
It's 2 months old?
That video is 2 months old. But I wonder... That's interesting. What about this one? Oh, that one's from 2 months ago. It looks like maybe these shows are from 2 months ago and they just put out this press release. Oh, that's pretty interesting, though. Right?
They just got done counting the drones, the Guinness book people. That's what that is, clearly.
Yeah. And then we've
got... Congratulations, whatever company that was. Good job.
High grade.
Okay, them.
That's my Asian impression. This one right here?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a ring of drones, and then there's firework drones.
With no lights on them.
Yeah, they're dropping fireworks. It's like a Doctor Strange portal, bro. You can't tell me that's not sick, okay?
But the crazy part is, like, you can't see the drones that are dropping the fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
It's an alien invasion.
It's pretty wild.
Dude, you're telling me you didn't see this in Avengers Endgame? This is practical effects. I need to start using these in movies.
And... That's what we've talked about in the past. Weren't we talking about how like their movies would start using drones and stuff in order to like create like a base layer for the CG itself?
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, that'd be sick. Like a dragon. Like, I mean, CGI dragons are cool, but let's get a real one out there. I would like to mention how much smoke was in that video. That was insane. Everybody there has lung cancer now.
Well, it seemed like it was part of like everyone on the ground is like doing a fire sprinkler and everything too, like it was part of some bigger show. Yeah, regulatory side, couple things. Drone and we'll close out here. Drone up got their part 135 U.S. air carrier certificate. So we're seeing UTM, we're seeing more certificates, more operators. This makes sense because, again, if we can open up all the airspace for safe operations, then it, hey, let's get the drones in the air. Let's get jobs. Let's see this industry. Let's see this industry grow. Let's create competition. Let's, you know, let's get this vehicle out to the masses, whether that's healthcare systems, whether that's, you know, quick serve food restaurants, maybe it's the automotive industry in order to get spark plugs and, you know, parts and components to, you know, people and vehicles that are otherwise, you know, inoperable, and do it in a quick time, do it quickly, do it efficiently and do it safely. And it sounds like with what NASA is doing out there and, you know, what the NASA's UTM framework is, the way it's being implemented, it's going to usher in a new era of operations. Maybe they, you know, these New Jersey operators might head out to Texas, or we need to bring some of that traffic management here, out here to the East Coast. But yeah, really good episode. Appreciate everybody's time and attention. Hopefully folks learned something, or at least were entertained.
Yeah, it's a little more of a unconventional episode, but I had a good time. I hope it translates well to entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's exciting because the folks that are listening, they're listening regularly and they enjoy the information, because there's a lot of things flying around constantly. And while we talk about some things that are a little bit more entertainment, or we don't even know what we're talking about. Like, again, going back to the governor, the guy, I think he was the governor in the library. I don't even know what's going on here. But then also keeping people updated on all this interesting stuff that's going on. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. And if anything else, just sign up for the DroneLife.com newsletter, and once a day you can basically get the stories just dropped into your inbox. Because if you go to Google, it's just all going to be about the Ukraine anyway. So, Terry, appreciate your time, attention, and involvement, and hope everybody has a wonderful rest of your week, day, morning, night, whatever it is that you will be having after you wrap up this episode. And we will see you next time on Weekly Wings, DroneLife.com podcast.